AI, narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. UBS tops diversified banks on 12-week momentum while trading 54% above fair value. UBS ended the week almost exactly at a 52-week high, with the trend signal active and bank industry breadth supportive. But participation remains ordinary rather than emphatic. Research brief. UBS Group AG closed at $48.97 on 12 June, up 4.2% for the week, and 35.1% over 12 weeks. The stock ranks first among U.S.-listed banks' diversified peers on 12-week return, backed by an active trend signal and positive market dynamics. The main counterweight is valuation distance. Price sits 14.2% above the trend line and 54.3% above fair value, while volume at 1.1 times the 13-week average is confirmatory but not forceful. Key points. 1. UBS finished at $48.97, just 1 cent below its $48.98 52-week high, with a 100.0% range position and virtually no drawdown from the high. 2. The 12-week return of 35.1% leads the 18-stock U.S. banks diversified group, well ahead of the industry average of 22.8%. 3. Trend signal remains active, with a 6-week streak and 42 active weeks out of the last 52, giving UBS an 80.8% trend breadth reading. 4. Volume was 13.0 million shares, equal to 1.1 times the 13-week average and 1.2 times the 52-week average, leaving participation solid but short of a stronger confirmation threshold. 5. Price is 54.3% above fair value, so the opportunity evidence is momentum-led, while the risk evidence centers on valuation stretch and possible exhaustion near the high. UBS presses to a high as bank breadth improves. UBS Group AG, the Zurich-based global wealth, institutional, and corporate banking group, finished the latest week at $48.97, up 4.2%. That move placed the NYSE-listed shares almost exactly at their $48.98 52-week high and lifted the 4-week return to 7.5%. The stronger feature remains the quarterly move. UBS is up 35.1% over 12 weeks, compared with 12.4% for the wider U.S. financial services cohort and 22.8% for U.S. banks diversified. The industry backdrop is supportive. Diversified banks show 77.8% trend breadth, 94.4% positive market dynamics breadth, and 83.3% positive relative strength breadth, stronger than the broader financial services sector, where trend breadth is 45.0%. UBS ranks 9th in its industry for the week and 12th over 4 weeks, but first over 12 weeks, which makes the current move more than a 1-week catch-up. Signal state is constructive, but volume is only routine, with UBS in its 6th consecutive active week and active for 42 of the past 52 weeks. Price is also 14.2% above the $42.89 trend line, keeping the weekly regime constructive. Market dynamics is positive at 0.68, and relative strength has risen to 9.01, a clear improvement from 5.66 a week earlier and 1.66 at the start of May. Volume is the limiting factor in the confirmation picture. The latest week traded 13.0 million shares against a 13-week average of 12.3 million and a 52-week average of 10.7 million, giving volume ratios of 1.1x and 1.2x respectively. That is enough to avoid a weak volume warning, but it doesn't show the kind of broad participation that would normally make a new high push look more decisive. Premium demand raises the bar for the next move. UBS is now 54.3% above its $31.74 fair value, so the market is paying a clear premium for the current momentum profile. That premium is not automatically a reversal signal, especially with the trend signal active and industry breadth strong. But it does mean further gains may need better volume or continued relative strength improvement to stay credible. Risk readings are not flashing a dominant top-level cluster. 13-week volatility is 3.3%, below the 52-week reading of 3.9%, and the past year shows 31 upside weeks against 21 downside weeks. The next test is whether UBS can hold near the high without losing market dynamics. A move with volume above 1.5 times the 13-week average would be stronger evidence of participation, while a retreat toward the trend line would test whether the 6-week signal has durable support. Peer context. Against large bank peers, UBS is stronger on the medium-term tape than most. Citigroup has a 28.3% 12-week return. Barclays ADR is up 26.9%. Sumitomo Mitsui Financial Group is up 27.9%. and Bank of America is up 18.8%. UBS's 35.1% quarterly gain is the standout inside the diversified bank group, even though its latest weekly return trails faster one-week movers such as Citigroup and Sumitomo Mitsui. The broader financial services peer percentile sits at 71.1, ranking UBS 294th out of 1,015 names. That is a strong position, but not an uncontested one, with pockets of sharper weekly performance elsewhere in the sector, including Credit Corp and Robinhood. For UBS, the clearest evidence remains consistency rather than a single explosive week. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.